I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Tom of McFarland, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Great show again, as usual. I just want to take an exception to one thing that you're saying as far as sending Ukraine planes. The problem with planes is how intensive they are to maintain. It's not just the plane itself, but you have to think of all the parts that are going to go with that, all the ground crews that need to maintain just a single plane, and how vulnerable airfields can be if you don't have an adequate air defense. But right now, what Ukraine is facing is not so much air power as much as missile and artillery barrages. So that's why I like how Biden has sent some counter-battery radars and artillery, which will be a direct, threat to what Ukraine is facing as far as artillery, and improve their ability to just maintain, those javelins and the other anti-air that they're having. I think that you enhance what Ukraine is doing well, rather than try and send Ukraine in a path that is going to take a hell of a lot more time to upgrade. The Ukrainian Air Force is never going to get to the point of the Russian Air Force.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Tom. Let me comment on that. It's a very, very good comment. I do have one slight difference with you. First of all, Biden just recently put in an $800 million package that, you're right, includes artillery and includes more things that he'd done before. And it should have been done a long time ago, but better late than never. And that's all very good. However, he sent in some helicopters. He sent in some radar. And he sent in some anti-aircraft defense systems. But first of all, that's got to get there quickly. It doesn't get there the same day. Secondly, there has to be more of it. And third, he has not sent multi-missile launchers. That is essential. With regard to the aircraft, the reason I don't agree is this. These are MiG aircraft that a lot of those Ukrainian pilots have already been trained to fly. Secondly, I would place a lot of faith in Zelensky when he asks for something. In other words, he's not asking for something that they can't use. He's asking for something that they can use. And what he does is, in terms of parts, in terms of maintenance, I get it. That would all be, a package would be sent, and there would be more supplies for parts and so on. As far as can't stand up to the Russian Air Force, the Russian Air Force is about as potent as their Navy. They suck. If this were the American Air Force, they'd all be destroyed immediately. But the reason for the planes, besides, it's not like dogfights in the Second World War or the First World War. These are jets, and these are missiles that result in instantaneous destruction. But if you had, you have 70 MiGs flying over eastern Ukraine, just blasting the bejesus out of Russian positions on the ground with missiles. There's several ways to deliver a missile. One of them, obviously, is artillery and so forth, but the other one is from the air. Russian airplanes are targeting hospitals and kindergartens. Well, you know something? We target their troops, and they're not dogfights in the air, but anybody flying out of Ukraine, they get blasted on the ground. Now, you say they could take out our airfields. They already are. When I say are the Ukrainian ones. So you take the thing off and take it off from a highway. There are plenty of flat areas you can take it off from. And this is not exact science when you have the best of all worlds and plenty of time. But if Zelensky's asking for planes, he's not doing it for the heck of it. There are Ukrainian pilots who've done very well, and they need more planes. But I agree with you, they need a lot more missiles. They need a lot more artillery. And this business of rationing it to them to what? To not anger Putin? Are you kidding me? They are massing for a massive amphibious operation in Odessa and to block them off from the Black Sea. And somebody has got to blast them out of the water, including their ships. And that's something that should be done by NATO. NATO is chickening out. And I'm going to say this again. If Ukraine falls, Zelensky is captured and tortured, there's no more Democratic Party in this state, in this country. And there's no more Republican Party. There's a United Party, and the fascist fringe of the Republican Party drifts away, and the Islamo-left progressives drift away. And we have a party that stands up for America, And that's the party I'm going to belong to. Thanks for calling. Going back to the line. CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Well, as I listen to you cry out, you're crying out to your Biden administration that you said was the only one that could go toe-to-toe with this guy. And the mere fact that, you know, you cry out for jets and weapons, and then you go on to the Republican Party. They supplied him with stingers and javelins. And, you know, you also said, Matt, that the votes, we're going to change it by votes. Well, I tell you what, the red wave is coming because everything your Democratic Party has touched, inflation, crime, the border, Russia, Afghanistan, you name it, all leads back to failures of this president. And we aren't worried about 2024.
CJ, first of all, here's the deal. Red is a communist color. You're right. You're in the red party. You are in the communist Nazi sympathizing party called the Republican Party. It's a fascist party. Red is the color of fascism. That's your party. Secondly, your Senate, your president was Trump. Trump was Putin's slave. He licked his boots. He said he didn't support his own CIA and FBI, and he supported Putin. He crawled on his belly like a snake across the room whenever Putin was there to lick his shoes. Why? Because Putin had funded him for more than 20 years. Trump is on the take from Putin, and you're supporting him to get back in as president. The minute he does that, not only Ukraine is gone, but Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania are gone, and NATO is gone. What you are calling in to support is a party of treason, the Republican Party, party of fascism. It has to be eliminated from the political landscape. What I have said is I have strong disagreements with elements of my own party, and I think ultimately there's going to be a united party. And frankly, CJ, I don't think you're going to be in it unless you wake up and realize some history. And the history is the Republican Party, ever since Trump, because, you know, Mitt Romney stood tall in 2012. He said Russia was a problem. He was right. But ever since Trump, and in this state, ever since Walker, you have had a corrupt Republican Party that's destroying this country. And unless your party breaks out of it and puts in people like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney, your party will disappear. And what I'm saying is, with my party better, in my view, stop worrying about being stabbed in the back by your party, your worthless party, and start standing up to Putin, who is a Hitler. All right, we're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. CJ is the problem. People like CJ are the problem. You have to look no further than the great state of Wisconsin here, the Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court together gerrymandered our state for another 10 years. That's not democracy. This is working together, and it's legislative from the bench, something they rail against. But the bottom line, well, it's a terrible thing what's going on. Lord help us if we get a Republican governor, because that'll about do it. But here's the deal, CJ. Trump sided with Putin 100% of the time when he was in office. Your party, with Trump, invaded the Capitol January 6th, and this country is divided. And Putin sees this. He sees it. This is not the way it used to be, by the way. And you got to come to terms with the fact that the people that were responsible for January 6th need to be prosecuted, and we need to start over. I don't want to see a weakened Republican Party, by the way. But the Democrats, and well, I don't know what the answer is, Matt. I know the answer in Ukraine. You can't stand by and watch what's going on. And I'm going to leave it there today, because I'm pretty frustrated on this Monday with what went on, with what went on in the Supreme Court. So All right. Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Have a great
day. You said a mouthful, Paul, as always, with passion, and you said it well. And the fact is that Putin and Xi of China can see the division in our country. When you have a bunch of criminals invading our capital, committing violence, they almost stomped an officer to death. Five people died, by the way. Five people died. And a lot of them are getting slaps on the wrist. Putin understands that. That's one reason why he went in. That's one reason why we're divided. It's about time, and I agree with you, I don't want to see the Republican Party disappear in a weekend. I want to see it get honest again. It's not honest right now. I want to see the Democratic Party get rid of its weaknesses on its fringe. But if that doesn't happen, they're going to be a new party. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks for calling in. Gene of Eau Claire, you're next. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind today?
Praise the Lord for you two men for speaking out against this, what this caller's voice is saying to our country. He, unfortunately, you can hear the hatred in his voice, in my personal opinion. I have been watching what is going on live over there in this war, and I'll tell you something. I cannot believe that he can still support the guy that Trump is, that he can support a party that lies like Putin, uses the fake news scenario, tries to steal an election. I do not know who these people are who call themselves Republicans. We see them putting on shows all day long, trying to just, all they do is run down Democrats. They don't do one thing, not one thing. They're there to help you, CJ, to help my neighbors, to help anybody in our country. All they are is against anything. They were against trying to help the people when people were dying from the virus. What in the world is the matter? These people, oh, you don't need to wear masks. Oh, you know, this is going to pass. Even when there was a goddamn hurricane.
You know, you speak with passion. These are excellent, excellent comments, Gene. I'm being required to go to a break. There are other people on the line. Those of you who are still on the line, do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break, and I will respond a little to Gene. Excellent comments, Gene. Thanks for calling. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.